do you think of when you hear TGI Fridays? Family restaurant, suburbia, potato skins? Well, it turns out TGI Fridays played an important role in the sexual revolution. It started on the Upper East Side of Manhattan and helped change the way many Americans meet, date, and get married. Dan Bobkoff hosts Business Insider's Household Name, a podcast about how famous brands affect life and culture. Here's his story of TGI Friday's wild early days.
In 1968, Ellen Lattman was 22 and living at home with her parents on Long Island.
I was not what my father called a loose girl to go into the city and go to bars.
But one night, her friends insisted that Ellen come with them to a new spot on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. It's not like other bars, they said. She walks in, and the place is packed. Young people are standing 3-4 deep from the bar. And then a big, tall guy walks over to Ellen and asks if she wants to go to a show.
So I said, why? I said, are you asking me out on a date? And he said, no. He said, you see that guy over there sitting in the corner? He needs a date. He had a date with a girl. She broke the date tonight, and he still has the tickets. So I said, well, what's wrong with him? Why doesn't he come over and ask me?
That guy in the corner is Stan. Ellen looks over, and Stan is cute, but he's not her type. Too drunk, for one thing.
His friend says to him, this is the girl we've picked out for you. And he said to me, I can do better. And I said, really? Well, then go right ahead. I said, I had no interest in you anyway.
And you said that to your face?
Yeah. So between you and me, I said, you, and walked away.
The place where all this happened? TGI Fridays. For years after it opened in 1965, TGI Fridays was the place to be young and single in New York. All thanks to a then 28-year-old, Alan Stillman.
Well, I was out looking for girls.
How was that going before Fridays?
Fair. Not bad, but certainly at the time there was nothing like that for people in their 20s just getting out of college. There was no place really for them to hang out.
Alan didn't set out to change how Americans date. There wasn't some grand plan. It just happened to be the sexual revolution when he spotted a business opportunity.
My business plan was to meet a lot of women. It's a hell of a business plan, I'll tell you that. The word singles ball was not invented, and I certainly didn't think that I was inventing anything like that whatsoever.
Alan bought a tired old bar with a bullet hole in the window and set about making a place where women would feel comfortable going alone, where men could try out pickup lines for the first time. He threw some sawdust on the floor and hung some Tiffany lamps above the tables. College kids were saying, thank God it's Friday, so that's what he called it. When it opened, it was like the city's pent-up desire was unleashed.
It was so crowded and so that you didn't have to walk up to anybody to get a name or to get a telephone number. You bumped into them.
Imitators sprung up almost immediately on the block. Cops had to close the street to traffic on the weekend. New York Magazine dubbed the area the Fertile Crescent. After a few years, Alan lent the name to a franchise in Memphis. Then came locations in Dallas, Indianapolis, and Little Rock. In each city where TGI Fridays was coming, crowds of young people waited anxiously for this hot new singles bar. Through the 70s, few places were as cool as a TGI Fridays, which may be hard to believe today.
It's become more of a family operation. And the people that it competes with are also family restaurants.
Alan is in his 80s now. He hasn't been involved with TGI Fridays in decades. Why do you think it lost its singles origin and became more of a family restaurant?
You don't need a TGI Fridays bar scene to meet somebody, either male-female or female-male, or for that matter, anybody to meet anybody. We're back to all the electronics that are around here. So it's just not a necessity, whereas at the time, although I didn't know it, we invented a necessity and we solved a problem that was really a big problem.
It turned out it solved a problem for Ellen Lattman. That charmer Stan, who she didn't have much patience for that first night at Fridays, well, he managed to get her number via his wingman.
And Stan called me the next day and said, I'm so sorry. He said, I must have insulted you. I don't remember what I said, but I really do have these tickets, and I really would like to take you out.
And then he took her to a show.
I think it was Carousel.
The date went a lot better than when they met at Fridays.
3 months later, we were engaged, and 9 months later, we were married.
So is the lesson here to insult someone on the first date?
He's never lived that down. But as I said, he didn't really remember it. And he's really a nice, quiet, lovely guy. But he was inebriated. We're coming on 50 years. So it worked.
50 years. And it's all because of Fridays.
And it's all because of Fridays. Absolutely.
For Here and Now, I'm Dan Bobkoff.
Dan Bobkoff hosts Household Name, a podcast from Business Insider that tells the stories of some well-known brands, surprising stories about those well-known brands. I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to change my thought about Fridays from potato skins to matchmaker.
I hadn't thought of it at all, actually.